Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. I had a lot of spare time on my hands last month. The office was closed, so I couldn't go in and practice my harmless flirting with our stunning intern from Bilbao. Well, hola to you. Anyway, myself and Hoggy decided to put together a pilot for a TV show. It's called Posh Eye for the Norrie Guy. It's where myself, Hoggy and Ducky Prendergast go up to the north side and fix a Norrie. We teach him how to say is instead of doobie and ask for ketchup instead of red sauce. You know, that sort of thing. The problem is, our pilot video went viral online and we've been labelled as, and I quote, a pack of elitist, homophobic dinosaurs. Now, Ducky thought this was a compliment, but I reckon it's a slur. Do you think I should sue Reggie Blackrock Road?
My friend just qualified as a solicitor. It really suits her. You'd be amazed how much weight you'd lose chasing an ambulance. I told her what the people said online about you. She said that's a clear libel. I said on Reggie. She said, no, the dinosaurs.
I'm from one of the top families in Mallow, measured by the number of times I've paraded into the local guard station and told the sergeant where he can shove his latest parking ticket if he knows what's good for him. Anyway, we had a garden party here for the great and good of the town last night. It didn't break any COVID-19 rules because it's not like we're overrun with rich or interesting people here in Mallow. I glided onto the second bottle of Pinot Grigio and sang that new song, Watermelon Sugar, by the one and only Harry Styles. My daughter just told me that the video of me doing it is trending because the song is actually about a certain sex act that my Morris refuses to perform on me in case they get word of it in the golf club. Do you know if this is true? Kathleen Mallow, huge house on the left coming in from Killarney, you can't miss it.
I rang the Irish Centre for the Study of Sexual Pleasure. It's in Kinsale. Kelso Pruse. This guy answered the phone. I said, what's your position on watermelon sugar? He said, missionary.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where Dominic Cummings lined us up against the wall and shot every second one of us. Rather like being back at school, actually. Bunty Horse-Faced and Mistress Whipper, you probably know him as Boris, announced that our new Brexit strategy is to ignore the EU in the hope they will go away. Spiffy Von Cromwell said, just like you do with your spare children, Bunty, which got a good laugh, until Dominic turned around and shot him as well. That's democracy for you. Anyway, Dominic has asked me to get a back-channel message to your chap Coveney. It says, now listen up, Coveney. I've just heard you're from Cork. How come you don't sound like Roy Keane? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, London, and half of bloody Africa.
I'm not louder than 500 metres, Simon. It's complicated. FYI, a metre is a measurement used by people who aren't stuck in the 18th century. Anyway, I'll answer the question on his behalf. Tell Dominic you don't sound like someone just because you live near them. For example, he doesn't sound like a sewer rat. Or does he?
It's getting ambitious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners who can't believe they don't have their own reality show. Fifi underscore cheekbones to die for announced that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end. And Hollywood executives were spotted in Cork Airport last night, scouting for a replacement show. Ellie underscore totally speaks American said, I couldn't give two shites if the executives quarantine. I'd catch the bubonic plague if I thought it would get a television crew in my kitchen. I myself got an amazing boob job as a payoff after I caught my Ken with the au pair, so I reckon I'm a shoo-in to front the Real Housewives of Douglas Road. Can you get a message to the Hollywood moguls and tell them to give me a shout? Jenny, Douglas Road, Did I mention I'm from the Douglas Road?
Too late, sucker. My neighbour Jean just rang there to say we got the green light from the Hollywood execs for Total Bitches of Ballinock. I said, what do they want us to do? She said, gin before lunch, sleep with each other's husbands and make nasty comments about people from the Scarred Road. I said, what a relief. I thought they'd want us to be false.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.